I don't mean to get disgusting first thing in the morning, but I will. It's kind of like borrowing somebody else's toothbrush. When you don't want somebody driving your car because it's such a personal thing, it's along the lines of a toothbrush. That's my car. No, what are you going to do to it?
I don't mind friends. I mean, I've loaned my Jeep out, but I don't know that I would do this, what you're about to talk about.
Oop. Excuse me.
What in the world?
I don't know. They're doing
something.
Somebody
just fell down the stairs.
Yeah, it sounds like someone's about to hit the life call button because I just heard a giant boom.
In the world.
Maybe they just read this article. Uber's launching a car sharing service that would allow you to rent out your car when you're not using it. Uber Car Share, launching in Boston first, is going to allow users to set their own hourly and daily rates. Fuel is included in the cost.
So this is a bad idea, right?
Yeah, and I got to know, how is your insurance company? I got to tell you, because my State Farm guy is not going to like this.
No, I think that the minute this happens, I'm sure they're going to put out guidelines saying, by the way, we're just going to let you know, you cannot do this. Or if you do, your insurance is going through the roof.
Yeah.
Right.
The availability is going to be made in 15-minute increments with no advance booking required. Interesting. How much, Garrett, how much to rent your Malibu?
You can just have it.
Yeah, Garrett just wants you to wreck it.
Yeah. Just get rid of it. Don't bring it back.
And just be done. Yeah, I'm not doing this. And I can just tell you right now, I've offered to go get my wife's car washed and put gas in it. And she's like, nah, don't worry about it. I'm like, but why? She's like, because the seat's never the same. You move it and to put it back, it's just, yeah. And she doesn't have presets on the seat, so it's not, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Her car's not that fancy.
Did you get in, slide it all the way back?
Yeah, it's like for me, I turn her car into a skateboard. It has to go all the way back.
Yeah, I see that. I see that.
She doesn't like that, but there's a very... Garrett, I feel comfortable. You've driven my car before.
Yeah, well, your old car.
Yeah.
Not the new one.
Yeah, but I'd let you drive my new car.
Yeah.
I'd let Amanda drive it. Dallas, yeah, totally. In a heartbeat, you can drive my car.
Yeah, I would let any of you drive my Jeep.
That's trust. I'm clutching my heart. Thank you. That's good, but...
That's because I love you guys and I trust you guys. I'm not letting some rando come borrow my car for $20.
Yeah,
weird. Is it worth it? You get your car back, you're going to be so freaked out the entire time, and then you get your car back and then there's a scratch or...
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
I don't know about you, but when I drive a rental car, I'm sorry, not my car. I drive it into the ground. I'm like, wow, the brakes are better in this car than my
that's
car.
That's good to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I would. Okay,
use up all the windshield wiper fluid.
Dallas, you're not Enterprise rent a car. I wouldn't do that to you. But them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I gun it at the light.
Get your money's worth.
I drain the oil out on purpose to see what happens.
I would love to talk to someone who would actually do this. Would you rent your car out? That is just so, that's so random to me.
If you're hearing this right now, you're like, guys, I don't know why you don't like it. I would do this in a minute. I make so much money. I got a car I don't even need. Y'all are stupid.
I mean, cars are like underwear. They're very personal.
No, would you have not in your last vehicle done this, Kincaid? You wanted to leave it with the keys in there in the middle of downtown.
I did. I would have done that.
Oh, yeah, but he's,
my
he
old
wasn't.
Car.
He wasn't serious. About
well,
that.
I know, but this is what I'm saying, though. It's like, if anybody, he would have rented out his old car because maybe if somebody did wreck it, he would be like, well, whatever.
The show.
I left the key fob in my cup holder with the windows down and the doors unlocked 8 different times when I parked downtown, and nobody took my old car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one took it.
I got to tell you, I wouldn't have taken that car either. Yeah.
They probably thought it was a bait car.
Yeah. I love that show.
Oh, yeah, that show.
Totally what it was.
I forgot about that show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I bet you could find reruns of that somewhere.
I bet you could,
probably
too. I need
YouTube.
To watch it.
All right, let's go watch.
So funny.
Let's take a break and watch that show now. Let's get refreshed.
Do.
All right.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.